Welcome to the Ins and Outs of Money, connecting you with community resources that help you keep your budget balanced and your finances flourishing. Last week on the Ins and Outs of Money, I made the claim that you already know how to spend money. But being financially literate means learning not to spend money that you could be saving. Put away some money every week. That should be the mantra of your burgeoning financial plan.
Do you have a savings account?
Yes, I do.
Do you put a regular amount of money away into it?
Here's what happens. My entire paycheck goes into my savings account. I transfer what I need to pay bills and live to my checking and then leave whatever's left in my savings.
You should set aside a portion of your haul-on payday to savings. In other words, pay yourself first. Money to savings should be a part of your budget and paid on a regular basis. Think of it as a utility bill or a cell phone bill. If you don't pay it, you lose it. You might ask yourself, oh, and feel free to repeat this out loud, how can I save money when everything that I make is already spoken for? After I pay my bills, there's nothing left over.
Why don't you have a savings account?
Well, it is my understanding that you need money for a savings account, and I don't really have any. I have a checking account that I use for paying bills, and when that money's gone, by gosh, it's gone.
Remember, pay yourself first. Before you pay any of your bills, or anybody for that matter, deposit a designated amount every week into your savings account, even if it's only $5 or $1. Make your savings account another one of your fixed expenses. To rephrase the immortal Depeche Mode, everything counts in small amounts, right? Right. Experts say that putting aside 10% of your income for savings is a great place to start. But if that's not in your current plan, pick a number that works for you, but stick to it. Even if it's 1%, put it away every time you get paid. But now the question is, where do I put it? All of this financial meltdown news may make you think that the bank of the underside of your mattress may be the best option. And a lot of people feel that way. But a more profitable and safe option is to start a savings account, either at a bank or a credit union. Now you may ask yourself, and again, out loud if you want, what is the difference between a bank and a credit union?
Do you know what the difference between a bank and a credit union is?
Sort of.
No, not really.
Well, actually, there are big differences between the two. A bank is owned by stockholders, and the goal of the employees, the managers, and the board of directors is to make a profit and increase the value of the bank's stock.
A bank is owned by its shareholders. It needs to make money.
Right. Credit unions, on the other hand, are owned by the members.
Credit unions are actually owned by the people who bank there, so they're a form of a cooperative organization.
To be a member of a credit union, all you have to do is deposit money into your savings account. Both banks and credit unions have fees. These fees are not simply for holding your money, but also for keeping it safe and for insuring it. Most banks insure accounts up to $250,000 through the FDIC. The Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation is an independent agency of the federal government. The FDIC was started in 1933 in the wake of the Great Depression, and since that time, no bank patron who deposited their money in an FDIC-insured institution has lost any of it on account of bank failures. The bank of the underside of your mattress is not insured by the FDIC, so the cash that you stash there is protected only by your renter's or your homeowner's insurance. If a burglar, a fire, or some other tragedy strikes your mattress bank, it's up to the insurance company to decide if you had what you say you had. And even if they believe you, you'll pay a deductible and your premiums will go up. If you choose to save at a bank, make sure it's FDIC insured. If your account is at a credit union, your money is federally insured by the National Credit Union Share Insurance Fund for up to $250,000 as well. The NCUS was started in the 1970s to help local credit unions be a viable option for communities that wanted to keep it local. The Ins and Outs of Money has been brought to you by the Monroe County Public Library's It's Your Money Project and produced for community radio WFHB. Executive producer is Allison Bektesh. It's Your Money is made possible by a grant from the FINRA Investor Education Foundation through Smart Investing at Your Library, a partnership with the American Library Association.